It's not that they chose not to believe in God, but their disbelief prevented them from seeing the truths within, just as he instructed us not to cast pearls before swine. Matzewan 6. Had he revealed these truths to those who disbelieve, their ignorance would only have intensified. For if you force a man suffering from an eye disease to look directly at the sun, his condition would only worsen. Therefore, doctors often keep such patients in darkness so as not to exacerbate their illness. Similarly, when people choose disbelief, they become blind to the hidden truths of the gospel, as God excludes them from its illuminating light. As he said to the disciples, "Therefore I speak unto them in Proverbs, Matthew 3-13, because hearing they hear not." To clarify, consider a Greek who deems our religion as mere tales. How would he benefit more? By witnessing the mysteries of our faith or by staying away from them? Hence he adds that the light should not dawn upon them, invoking the history of Moses. For what occurred to the Jews then happens now to all non-believers with the gospel. And what is cloaked and unavailable to them? Listen to him stating that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn upon them. That is, the cross signifies the world's salvation and his glory, and this crucified one will return with immense glory, along with all other things, those in the present, the future, the visible, the invisible, the astonishing splendor of anticipated things. Hence he mentioned dawn, indicating that we should not expect everything here, as we're only given a small glimpse of the Spirit's light. As previously mentioned, he referred to savor, 2 Cor 2.16, and earnest, 2 Cor 1.25, suggesting that the majority of these things are reserved for the future. Regardless, all these truths are concealed from non-believers. However, this happened due to their initial disbelief. Then to indicate that they are not only unaware of Christ's glory, but also the Father's, on account of their ignorance of him, he added, "Who is the image of God?" Thus, don't limit yourself only to Christ. For just as through him you see the Father, if you remain ignorant about his glory, you would not understand the Father's either.